This is Zaster Sounds. Zaster Sounds. Stay tuned.
Whoa, what's up? It's 4 o'clock, 4:01 to be exact. You're with Fiat Chase, happy horseshit. I got a great show for you coming up. A lot of the songs are going to be brand new to me, which I was just talking to Scott. You're just listening to Disaster Radio, really nice guy. So he likes my little system, he said, where I'm just like, I just grab stuff and play it. And, you know, I've seen one of the artists perform back in New York State, but I haven't heard any of her solo stuff. So we have, like, I don't know, I'd say like hip-hop, punk, and indie, that's what we'll call, and some soul first while I get set up. I hope you're having a great day. It is beautiful here in the Mission. I woke up in a bad mood, but always the Monday and Tuesday, always looking forward to the show. I hope everyone had a great Pride. I did as well. I got to see Slater Kinney, not for the first time, but the second time, and Destroy Boys, who I wanted to see for a while. Both mind-blowing. I mean, Slater Kinney played like 3 songs. I get the set list because there's 3 songs like I just was like amazed. And I'm going to pay a band. I just listened to them. Really nice family was sitting next to me. So I'm going to play a band called The Happy Fits somewhere in here on our 2 hours or hour and 40 minutes, whatever it's going to be. So I'm going to start off with this compilation is called The Detroit Beat. And I love Detroit, as you probably know. Motor City Soul UK style, 63 through 67. And you know what? I played here fairly recently. How about Dusty Springfield? And this is a person that identifies as gay, I think, has over the years. I don't know if they're still in their body, but we have When the Love Light Stars Shining Through His Eyes. And then who knows after that? So welcome. Thank you for listening. And I'm going to tell some stories. And boy, was I really telling stories last night at open mic. So, yeah, hang on, Dusty Springfield, and then we'll see what else we get into. Thanks for listening. You're with Fiat Chase. Happy horseshit.
Thanks for listening. You're with Fiat Chase. Happy horseshit.
Strange. I don't know what's going on. The CD player is playing, but nothing is coming out. So hang on. There's going to be some quiet air, so quiet you can't even hear it, and I'm going to put a record on. Hold on.
Quiet air, so quiet you can't even hear it, and I'm going to put a record on. Hold on.
All right. Sorry about that. I'm kind of flying blind. Some of these acetates or vinyl, whatever they are really, really pretty and also very difficult to cue up because you can't really see between the tracks. I had trouble with this the other day, but hopefully I can get the CD player working. Man, you ever feel like, so I walk through my day sometimes and I feel like just like people are trying to get my opinion on things, which feels nice, which is good. I'm a learned man and I have independent thoughts. And then sometimes I have to pray to God, like, just don't trick me. Like if someone wants to ask me something, they can just ask me and I'll give you my opinion. My opinion is what the people have are love, music, and art. And I'm going to play something from a Sub Pop band right now. You're on with Happy Horsehead. Have a great day. Is a really cool sound. That's a Vaseline's. Up next, Ministry. All right, that was Nature of Love Cruelty Mix by Ministry. I didn't think I'd be. I never know what records I'm gonna play. Most of them, except to go record shop again. I never know what shirt I'm gonna be wearing on a Tuesday, and it just so happens I'm wearing a shirt where a band member from the band I just played was kicked out of that club. It's a good story. I will tell it another time. Right now, this is really beautiful. I don't know if my CDs are going to work. I'm trying to queue up Brittany Murphy here from Alabama Shakes. But, so I have all these albums, and I'm going to read something from it. 2019, Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, Spring of Rebirth and Total Destruction. I woke up every night at 4 a.m. and spent hours until dawn in the front room, lying under our only window, looking up at the sky, dreaming with my eyes open, worrying, waiting for the sun to rise, writing. Waiting for the sun to rise. One of those mornings, I heard this melody in my head. I couldn't remember where it was from or what the name was. For the next 2 years, I searched and searched for the song, but I couldn't find it. I started recording my own version of what I remembered, but finally, one night, I found it. Una Rosa by Jose Enrique Pedreira? Pedreira? I don't know how to... Pedreira? Her grandmother's from Puerto Rico, this artist. My dad used to go to Puerto Rico. And I always asked him to take me, but he never did. And I have a cool story. A friend from home, who is a fairly big influence on my musical taste, like he likes Underworld and Devo, and then just, what else does he like? Dave Matthews, we have that in common. I played Dave Matthews recently. And he... I don't know if my CD player is working. I'm going to run out of music, so I'm going to be talking more than I usually do today, which is fine. I'm going to read. I have a page from a novel I'm working on myself. I'm going to read that. So back to my story. He studied. I think he was doing an internship for one of his grad programs. He's like 2 master's degrees, and he was in Puerto Rico. And he comes home one night, and Benicio del Toro is in his kitchen. Definitely my favorite actor right now. And he features a lot. The camera, I think in the new Wes Anderson, the camera is never off Benicio del Toro, but I remember him in a very striking Latin woman in a James Bond movie. That was the first time I saw him, and I was like, who is this guy? He just steals the whole shebang. He's like Joaquin Phoenix or Josh Brolin. Like, when he comes on screen, he's gotten more like, when he comes on screen, you just go, oh, so I guess he's in, I think it's what, new Wes Anderson, or maybe it's Paul Thomas Anderson film. Big fan of Benicio. So this is the artist whose abuela is from Puerto Rico, and one of my turntables doesn't seem to be working either. So give me some patience with technical difficulties, as you always do if you listen to Fiat Chase on Happy Horseshit. I'm a pretty new radio broadcaster, but I love it. Hold on for some really, really quiet air. So quiet, you can't even hear. I just realized, like, this, I told this, like, long, cool story about, like, Benicio del Toro and Al Jorgensen getting tossed out of the DNA, and I don't think any of it went out on the air. So technical difficulties today, but hang on. I'm going to try to talk less and play more music. Thanks for listening to Happy Worship. Excuse me, I'm stuffing my face with raw ramen right now. I didn't eat a lot today. It's really quick and easy to do. So this is one I grabbed just today. That was Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes. Let's see what this sounds like. You're on with Happy Horseshit. Fiat Chase. Thank you.
Fade all our love.
Right. Happy Horse Chat with Fiat Chase. Thank you for listening. I think I just finished my raw ramen. So that was the Undertones. I think I found my new jam. This is what I'm probably what I'm looking forward to doing this show. That was called Chain of Love. I just grabbed this because it said the album, I believe, not only is a great photo, it's called The Sin of Pride. So we know it was just Pride Month here. And if you remember that famous line by Nancy Reagan, what do they have to be proud of? And then, oh, one of her children's gay, and then it's all different, right? So I hope everyone had a lovely Pride. And I don't know. Let people, love is love, right? I used to give tours through the Castro. I start giving walking tours through the city again. Some of the best times of my life. So before that, Agnes Opal. Before that, it was the Bulgarian State Radio Television Female Choir. And before that, Agnes Opal again, one of my favorite people in the world. Grew up in Bulgaria. And I might even see if I can get the show sent to him. I think he would like that as a surprise. Everyone likes to be... I'm very much a patriot. I'm very much USA kind of person. Yeah, progressive in some ways, conservative in some ways. Not much liberal. I think liberals have caused us a heck of a lot of trouble with their identity politics and whatnot instead of class consciousness. I mean, I feel like it's 2025 in the U.S. For, I think, the majority of us, no one gives a fuck who you want to fuck, what your race is, what your religion is, all these things that separate us. They care about, are we going to be able to go to work, have a job, put food on the table? The same concerns since the beginning of time, right? So, what do I want to play now? I did get the CD player working. It looks like one of the turntables is still off. Agnes Opal, I sent that, hope she got it, to my crush a long time ago. I found it on a local Accelerator podcast. Accelerator used to be this fantastic print magazine about electronic music culture. Really, really good. I'd been into that, reading that magazine. I actually used to crash at a girl's house who had an internship there. She was from Monterey. And so this is like a 1999, and I really got into, I thought it was really cool. I liked the layout and the graphics, and they still, I think, do podcasts. So that was Francesca Lombardo podcast, Accelerator podcast, that introduced me to Agnes Opal, and I got to see Francesca Lombardo at a club I really like, and the light show was so amazing. I've never seen lights quite like this. And it looked like they were dripping from the sky onto the dance floor. And she played this track that I really, really like, a Luca Cazal track. And it was just a great, 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 great night. So I hope everyone's looking forward to the 4th of July. I know I am. I'm going to be broke as heck. But I just saw some awesome stuff I can go to. Doesn't matter if you're broke as heck. Like, it's hopefully everyone, if you get some life experience like me, you realize, like, sometimes you're flush with cash and doesn't mean a thing, and then sometimes you're broke as heck and you're happy as a clam. So what's next? I don't know. Some vinyl? Give me some really silent time, and let me figure out what's next. Something cool. Maybe some hip hop. Thanks.
Smooth. hella small.
Has his marvelous laboratory. In one room of it, he's working on a strange-looking device that sends a peculiar greenish light down onto a human figure lying on a table before him. Shall we join him there in the future? But instead of telling you about it, let's turn the dial that'll project us ahead in time and find out all about it that way.
Radioactive waveform, the pedigree is newborn. Rap crisis is the form, the six-hand unicorn. The character got the track going spawn. Everything made is bronze, horses of shining armor. Tank with biting piranhas. The chandelier stand longer, just enough for the drummers, minus the robes. This is hip-hop indulge, upper-class penmanship. The ink sell like boats.
Radioactive waveform, Radioactive waveform.
Ride the waves generally. The motivation is central. The museum on papers now recorded officially. The hidden treasure in history. Surrounded by vocalized enemies. The proficient delivery is controlled. At a set speed, the mind feeds. Mass awareness. Who's trying to see? Got him enlightened, more brighter, sharpened hands. No spams and viruses. Another vessel commanded. Who knows where the pirate is? Who knows where the pirate is? to know. Radioactive waveform. Radioactive waveform. Radioactive waveform. The destination approaches, coaching like a coach. They knocking on wood, praying like an amateur on their oath. Raising their hopes through notes, dropping sudden, got them pressing the panic button. Ready for orders, I know they wasn't poets. Residue got them cleaned up by buzzards. Radioactive waveform. Got them cleaned up.